Donald Trump slams Biden for sky-high inflation, we've got to get this act in order. By Nick Gilbertson on July 23, 2022. Former President Donald Trump highlighted the stark economic contrast between his administration's amazing success and President Joe Biden's breathtaking failure while speaking at the Save America rally in Prescott Valley, Arizona, Friday night. You could take the five worst presidents in American history and put them together, and they would not have done the damage Joe Biden has done to our country in less than two short years, Trump said early in his remarks, which were streamed by C-SPAN. Less than 2 years ago, when I was in office, gasoline, nobody wants to talk about, was $1.87 a gallon, he continued. And now it's $5, $6, $7, and even in some places, $8 and $9 a gallon. The 45th president then emphasized the contrast between the economic progress made during his time in office versus the unyielding sky-high inflation that has materialized under the leadership of the Biden administration. We gave you the largest tax cuts and regulation cuts in American history. Even larger than the Reagan tax cuts that once held the record by a lot, actually. The radical Democrats intend to impose the largest tax hike in American history. That's what they want to do. They think raise taxes is a wonderful thing so they can waste it on things like the Green New Deal. Under the Trump administration, we had the greatest economy in the history of the world with no inflation. Biden created the worst inflation in 47 years. 9.1%, but the actual number is much, much higher than that. It's going higher and higher all the time. It's costing families nearly $6,000 a year. Bigger than any tax increase ever proposed other than the tax increase that they want to propose right now. Good luck with that. Trump turned his attention to the workforce, pointing out that his administration produced 7 million new jobs with lowest unemployment rates for Americans, adding, "We had the best rates ever, we had the lowest rates of unemployment for Americans. And for African Americans, we had the best numbers. And for Hispanic Americans, we had the best numbers. And for Asian Americans, we had the best numbers ever in recorded history," the 45th president said. He then blasted Biden, noting that there are still 4 million people who have not returned to the labor force, adding that real wages are collapsing, and the country is on the precipice of stagflation. "We got to get this act in order, we have to get this country going, or we're going to have a serious problem," he concluded.